service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners. It's 27 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Southern California should start seeing some relief today from growing days of relentless rain. The ground saturated, and ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles says there are more concerns about even more mudslides.
It's still raining this morning. It hasn't stopped raining since Sunday afternoon. In less than 3 days, areas of L.A. have received around a foot of rain. Typically, L.A. gets about 14 inches of rain all year, so three-quarters of L.A.'s typical yearly rain has fallen in 2 days. After parking over Southern California, finally today, the storm begins moving east.
King Charles said to have called both his sons on learning of his cancer diagnosis. He is undergoing treatment now. Prince Harry believed to be on his way to London. The immigration bill took 4 months to craft and has the support of both parties. Doesn't appear to be going anywhere, though. Senate Republicans emerging from a closed-door huddle last night saying they would filibuster it. Impeachment vote today in the House for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. This is ABC News. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley now asking for more protection.
Republican Nikki Haley's campaign applying for Secret Service protection, something that normally doesn't happen until a candidate becomes their party's nominee. Haley's team saying she needed the extra security due to threats she received during the campaign. A panel that includes the DHS secretary and House and Senate leaders will decide whether she gets the additional protection.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. New measures from Meta, the company behind Facebook and Instagram, to help users, they say, spot AI-generated pictures amid concerns about deepfakes in an election year. Meta President of Global Affairs Nick Clegg tells ABC News in an exclusive interview, if someone uses one of its tools to create a picture,
we will put in the bottom left-hand corner a little watermark which says that it has been produced by AI so that you know it's not a normal photograph.
Says if the image was generated somewhere else and shared on Facebook, the company will try to tag it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Ferrogas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, Ferrogas is the dependable propane company that's powered communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Ferrogas leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Ferrogas advantage.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, record warm temperatures are possible across the region the next 3 days as very mild air flows in from the southwest. And if we get some sunshine, that'll boost things as well. And low pressure system currently out in the western part of the country will slide northeast up into Minnesota by Thursday morning. That'll bring your next chance of rain showers coming up mainly Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. Does not look like anything too heavy around here, maybe a few tenths of an inch at most. Behind that, cooler temperatures will filter in for the weekend. Might deliver a few snow showers to northern Wisconsin Friday afternoon into early Saturday, but mainly dry conditions around here for the weekend. But again, cooling down, feeling a little more seasonal heading into early next week as well. But the pattern does generally look fairly quiet, with no major storm systems in sight right into next week. So today, look for mild conditions with a good amount of sunshine as temperatures top out near 50. Southeast to south wind at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low 31. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, staying on the warm side with highs in the lower 50s. Southeast wind between 8 and 14. Mostly cloudy for Wednesday night, low 39. Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy with record warmth possible. Scattered rain showers, especially by afternoon, high in the mid-50s. South to southeast wind around 15 to 20. On Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy, low 39, high 45. Temperatures may fall a bit in the afternoon. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler, low 28 with high in the mid-30s. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny, low in the low to mid-20s, highs reaching the low 30s on Sunday and mid-30s on Monday. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
In Richland Center, it is 27 degrees. Looking at yesterday's stats, 52. We came within two of a record. Today's record high to beat, 54, set way back at 1882. Record low, 26 below zero in 1959. Last year's high was 43. We registered a low of 11 one year ago. Sunset will happen at 5:20 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 11 minutes after 7 tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 3017. No precipitation today. With sunshine, we're up one from the overnight low. It is 27.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, notes on last night's games, events going on tonight, a look at the state scene, and also more of the Super Bowl preview.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Riverdale logged a 58-45 win over Kickapoo in Monday night boys basketball. The host Chieftains broke open a close game in the first half and built the lead to 11, 27-16 at halftime. Good balance in the second half kept the Panthers' comeback efforts at bay. Andre Tainter had 15 points to lead the Chieftains, and Caleb Tracy scored 14. Rich Offord all hit three threes for 9 points, and Carson Kenyon totaled 8. Michael Hernan had 6 in the first half. When Riverdale pulled away for good, Bevan Dennis scored 5 and Ethan Baumkamp 1. The Chieftains made 5 threes and went 6 for 8 from the line. Kickapoo is led by Rye Gerke with 23. Malachi McCauley scored 10. Brecken Miller totaled 7. Adric Egge, Warren Huey, and Arlen Walter each had 2. The Panthers made 4 threes and went 9 for 16 from the line. Riverdale won the JV game 47-22. With the 58-45 varsity win, Riverdale is now 6-13 on the season. They will return to the conference with a home game against Fenimore Thursday night. Kickapoo is now 6-12. They'll play at Waseca Steuben on Thursday. Elsewhere last night, Ithaca trailed and they overcame a big first-half deficit and got back to close, but couldn't get the win last night in Highland. The Cardinals with a win by 11, 74-63. Sammy Clary at 21 for Ithaca. Devin Iam added 17. Lakeside Lutheran got the win against River Valley, 63-42. Shoalsburg over Boscobel, 76-60. Westby, 71. Fenimore, 50. Platteville, 87. Cuba City, 43. Viroqua, 74-60 over Cochran Fountain City. Evansville edged Dodgeville, 61-59. Mineral Point, 80. Potosi, 58. River Ridge over DeSoto, 68-41. Monroe by 10 over Belleville, 62-52. In girls basketball, Ithaca with a win in a makeup game over River Valley, 57-47. The Bulldog girls prevailed. Mineral Point, 49-40 over Fenimore. It was Cuba City, 72. Platteville, 57. Royal beat Lafarge, 54-32. Brookwood, 63. DeSoto, 60. Bangor, 58. And Arcadia, 35. New Lisbon beat Port Edwards, 72-26. And Wisconsin Dells over Adams Friendship, 69-25. On tonight's schedule in girls basketball, Waseca Steuben will visit Ithaca, Seneca at Lafarge, North Crawford at DeSoto, Kickapoo plays an unconference game at Cashton, Westby at Black River Falls, Wisconsin Dells at Sauk Prairie. In the SWAL, Cuba City at Boscobel, Fenimore at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Riverdale, Mineral Point at Southwestern. Dodgeville travels to Highland, Lancaster at River Ridge, Mauston at River Valley. Potosi Cassville is at Shoalsburg. In boys basketball, Southwestern at Argyle, also Seneca at Cassville, Sauk Prairie at Mount Horeb, Portage visits Stoughton, Edgewood at Reedsburg, Woniwok Center at Royal, Adams Friendship at Mauston, Lancaster hosts Benton, Cuba City at Prairie du Chien. Pecatonica is doing battle tonight at Weston Schools for boys basketball, and Richland Center makes the trip to Waseca Steuben, a rare visit for the Hornets. Against the Hornets. We'll have it for you tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League last night. Frazier Home Improvement had a 3,605. Pioneer Print Company with a 3,479. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery with a 3,471 series. Game honors Frazier Home Improvement at 1,250. Pioneer Print Company a 1,211. And Meister Cheese, 1,189. Individuals, it was a 732 for Jason Gerner. Chris Pardoon had a 626, the runner-up series, 105 over average, and Isaac Davison a 723. Top game, Isaac Davison with a 264, Travis Weigel a 263, Chris Pardoon a 258. Steve Nelson bowled a 694 series, 112 over average, and Tom Hauber with a 549, that was 93 over average. Losses to Nebraska and Purdue have dropped the Badgers lower in the college basketball polls. Wisconsin is now number 9 in the USA Today coaches poll and number 11 in the AP poll. Marquette has been on a tear lately, moving up from 9th to 7th on the AP list. The Badgers play tomorrow night against Michigan. St. John's visits the Fiserv Forum to meet the Golden Eagles on Saturday. The Bucks have sent rookie Chris Livingston back to the G League. He only played 1 minute in the 123-108 loss to the Jazz last weekend. Livingston will be available for the Wisconsin Herds game in Long Island Wednesday night. He has averaged 1.2 points a game for Milwaukee. In 5 previous games with the Herd, the 20-year-old rookie has averaged 14 points and almost 7.5 rebounds per outing. The Bucks get back to action this evening. Milwaukee will be at Phoenix, the 5th and final game game of a Western road swing in which the team has stumbled. Last night, the Lakers over Charlotte, 124-118. Cleveland, 136. Sacramento, 110. Dallas over Philadelphia, 118-102. Golden State, 109. Brooklyn, 98. The Clippers, 149. Atlanta, 144. And New Orleans, 138. Toronto, 100. Kansas State upset number 4 Kansas in men's college basketball last night, 75-70. The Brewers are making some changes to parking.
A Monday news release says fans parked in the American Family Field lots with prepaid digital parking can enter the Major League Baseball ballpark app, scan a QR code posted on signs around the lot, and enter their license plate and payment information. The process is expected to ease backups that happen during peak entry times. Brewers say they're the first professional sports organization in the U.S. to implement this technology to this scale. More information on the new parking process can be found at brewers.com/parking. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The San Francisco Giants have acquired left-handed pitcher Ethan Small from Milwaukee for cash after the Brewers designated him for assignment last week. Small turns 27 on February 14th. He has appeared in 4 major league games, including 2 starts, and owns an 8.71 ERA. He recorded 1 save and gave up 5 runs over 4 innings in 2 appearances with Milwaukee last season. Small spent part of the 2023 season with the Brewers' AAA Nashville affiliate. He was 2-4 with a 3.18 ERA and 3 saves at Nashville. The Badger football program is facing some big-time competition as it recruits a wide receiver prospect from Indiana. Eugene Hilton is a 3-star receiver and the son of former NFL receiver T.Y. Hilton. He visited the Madison campus last October. He'd be a part of the recruiting class of 2025. Hilton is being pursued by several programs, including his home state Hoosiers of the Big Ten. Yesterday at the Super Bowl, quarterback Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs was asked about his team and how they have lasted this year.
Yeah, I'm proud of the guys because no matter what the outside world said, they still believed and they still worked hard and they strive to be great. And that's all you can ask for is guys that I see the talent. I know they can make the plays. And if you continue to work at it every single day, then your fortunes are going to turn. And that's what's happened. And you've seen it in this playoff run, man. We got the guys to get to the game. We got the guys to win it. And now they've got to go out there and prove it.
And all eyes will be on Caitlin Clark this week as she will try to break the NCAA women's basketball scoring record. Iowa star guard needs 66 points to break the record of 3,527 held by Kelsey Plum. The number 2 Hawkeyes play at home Thursday against Penn State before visiting Nebraska on Sunday. Clark is averaging 32.4 points per game, but has surpassed that in her last 5 games, putting up over 37 a contest. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on WRCO Sports.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell residents, support your community by shopping local at NAPA, your friendly, locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to stock up. Buy more, save more. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and enjoy a $150 gift card. NAPA Auto Parts at Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
One girls' hoops winning streak hits triple digits, while another comes to an end. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in 2 places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The Hartford girls basketball team forced its way into a share of the North Shore Conference lead by taking down Homestead last week as sophomore Bella Clegas scored with 3 seconds left to lift the Orioles to a 57-56 win. Junior McKenna Christian had 25 points and 10 rebounds. She was also featured last week as the Wisconsin Dairy Female Athlete of the Month. Head over to wisports.net to read more about McKenna's work on the farm, in school, and on the court. The Hartford victory ended Homestead's 33-game North Shore Conference winning streak. Speaking of streaks, Aquinas won its 100th straight Mississippi Valley Conference game game on Thursday as the Blue Gulls defeated Holman 81-53. Sophomore Samantha Davis, the younger sister of former La Crosse Central and Wisconsin Badger stars Johnny and Jordan Davis, had 26 points in that game. The Kohler boys team is 17-0 so far this year and picked up a couple key conference wins last week. First, the Blue Bombers knocked off St. Mary Catholic on Tuesday before a 60-50 win over Oostburg on Friday. Junior Max Breitenbach had 37 points and 24 rebounds in the two victories. The number one boys basketball team in Division 4 went down last week as Mineral Point suffered its first loss of the season. Darlington scored a home victory over the Pointers on Friday, 72-60. Both teams are now 17-1 overall, splitting the regular season matchups. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Let's love it up with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe this Valentine's Day. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Express your love with our cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other sweet treats to fit that special day. Order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, I brought you some flowers. Wine. I've been counting the hours, waiting for just the right time. I've got a head full of worry and a heart full of hope. Before this evening's over, there's one thing I've got to know. Are you ready for the love? Was crystal clear. You're the
It is 28 degrees at WRCO. Good morning. It is 26 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Some great tunes coming your way and trivia too in a few right here.
Like a farmer plants a seed and now his corn it grows. Like a Waffle House is open, it don't ever close. Like lovers carve their name into that live oak tree. Baby, you know you and me just happen naturally. Is flying in the morning breeze, like Sunday morning sinners praying on their knees, like all the kids get sugar high from Tasty Freeze. Baby, you know you and me just happen naturally.
Clean your should have hid it in a closet. You should have burned it. You should have lost it. Now I'll have to hang you out to dry, dry, dry. Close behind your secrets to the lie, lie, lie. Leave a blowing in the wind to say goodbye to you. All those midnight sneaking in, I'm late again. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ajax in the world ain't gonna clean your dirty laundry.
Carrie Underwood on WRCO Radio as we keep you company today with some good stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. We are moving and grooving, 29 degrees in Richland Center. Our trivia question of the day is right around the bend here today. Celebrity notes, including Taylor Swift's new album, will have 16 tracks, with some versions having a bonus track called The Manuscript. The Tortured Poets Department will be released digitally as well as on CD, vinyl, and cassette. How about that? Starting on April 19th, Travis Kelce was asked last night during the press conference about his girlfriend's new album, and he, of course, gave it some glowing reviews. The Grateful Dead have set a record for the most albums to chart in the top 40 of the Billboard 200 album chart. The archival release, Dave's Picks, Volume 49, enters the chart this week at number 25. That gives the Dead their 59th top 40 album, surpassing both Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra, who have had 58 each. Dave's Picks, Volume 49, is a Dead concert recorded in April of 1985 at Stanford University. And Lauren Elena has gotten married. She tells People magazine she married insurance executive Cam Arnold in Nashville Sunday in front of 450 people. The guest list included Jason L. Dean, Hardy, Lindsay L., and Shay Mooney. Their wedding party included their two dogs. I wonder if they had to rent a tux for them. Yeah, maybe.
Why do you keep on staring in that mirror, mirror? It ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No.
Boots.
Lauren Elena on Country and Community, WRCO. It is 23 minutes before 9.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. 29 at WRCO. Daytime highs will be at around 50 degrees. Today's trivia question of the day is sponsored by ET Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft mac and cheese, deluxe box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra egg noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedarcrest ice cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain early risers, bacon, egg, and cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson gourmet onion rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays.
Today we have a musical trivia question paying tribute to the late, great Toby Keith. And from one of his many, many songs that were on the country survey and country radio since the early 1990s. A lyric quiz today. What song is this line from? You might have run on a little tough luck, baby. Again, what song is that line from? You might have run on a little tough luck, baby. 608-647-4155. That's the trivia hotline today. Here's John Party.
I want to sweep you off your feet tonight. I want to love you and hold you tight.
Yeah.
Congrats to Jason Kleppy, the winner of Trivia Today. Way to go. He knew the right answer. You might have run on a little tough luck baby. That's from the song, Who's Your Daddy? Who's Your Daddy? Which had a memorable video. Tell me you had quite a few videos that were comical. And if I remember right, Cletus T. Judd was in that particular video back in the day. Well, Jason wins from our trivia sponsor on Tuesday, E.T. Foods. Keith, the answer to trivia today here on WRCL, 13 before the hour of 9 o'clock. So we pay tribute to Toby Keith, who lost his battle with cancer. He was just 62. Just saw a post a few weeks ago. They were talking about a proposed tour in 2024 and that he was on the mend. And certainly as those things go, he kind of turned the other way pretty quickly. His pro-military stance wasn't just fodder for songs. He went on 11 USO tours to visit and play for troops serving overseas. He also helped to raise millions for charities over his career, including building a home in Oklahoma City for kids and their families who are battling cancer.
Getting colder, summer getting warmer, tidal wave come across the Mexican border. Why buy a gallon? It's cheaper by the barrel. Just don't get busted singing Christmas carols. That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning. Funny how the world keeps turning. Look, Ma, no hands. I love this American.
works her rocks off, watching Desperate Housewife. Daddy works his can off, paying for the good life. Kids on the YouTube learning how to be cool. Living in a cruel world pays to be a mean girl. That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride. Sing a note. Plasma getting bigger, Jesus getting smaller. Spill a cup of coffee, make $1 million. Customs caught a thug with an aerosol can. If the shoe don't fit, the fit's gonna hit the shan.
Toby Keith and An American Ride on WRCO. It's 10 minutes before 9.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul at the Prescription Center, providing an update on our move to Sexsmanville Road. Chris and I wish to thank all who have offered to help with the move. Vitesnics and contractors have worked many long, hard hours to turn an empty space into an exceptional location for a pharmacy within 45 days. We thank them for their effort. We will be moving Friday, February 9th through 11th. The pharmacy will be closed on Friday the 9th. Phones will be switched to the new location during the day on Friday, and messages may be lost. Please do not call on the 9th. As we move the computers, we will not have access to your records until Monday the 12th. No one may pick up prescriptions from the 9th to the 11th. We are humbled by the support and planning for minimal downtime. We will keep the same phone number, exceptional service, just a new spot.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Our 9 o'clock update is right around the bend. Then the morning show, some community conversation. Meet some delightful young people today during our morning show time. They are visiting the area from Argentina. They are around the area for about a month or so, have another week or so to be in the community, but have been a great addition, and you'll meet them today on the morning show with Director Kathy Fry from Richland Center High School. Here's Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson.
I told my friends when it comes to her,
when it comes to him,
never again. Last time was the last time, that time nearly did us in.
Yeah, too much drama.
Girl, you're a match.
You're gasoline.
We just burned too fast. So here we are, lighting up that spark. Yeah, we tried to run, but we didn't get.
far. I never say never with you. I end up together with you. It's hell and it's heaven with you, baby. Anything's possible. The highs are unstoppable. It's so uncontrollable. It's crazy. We say we won't, and then we do. You're all I want. I never say never with you. You got a touch that kills me.
Makes me feel alive.
Couldn't turn me off.
Yeah.
Tonight we might get it right. I never say never with you. I end up together with you. It's hell and it's heaven with you, baby. Anything's possible. The highs are unstoppable. It's so uncontrollable. It's crazy. We say we won't, and then we do.
Happy Trails time coming up here from WRCO. 31 degrees. We're making our way toward above freezing for today. So getting ready for that. A reminder from our community calendar today, the Tuck Help Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library goes on from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all the apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. But perhaps if you can't figure out your phone, maybe you'll have trouble doing that too. I don't know. But anyway, you can just walk in too. There is no charge for the service at the Brewer Public Library.
Redneck girl likes to cruise in daddy's pickup truck. Any redneck girl plays her hard when she's down on her luck. For Friday afternoon, she's gonna show one old boy that a weekend moon. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl. A redneck girl likes to stay out all night long. Rock and roll while she listens to the country songs. She's waiting for that moment of surrender. Her hands are calloused, but her heart is tender. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl. Give me a red.
happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later today. We'll have some community conversation coming up next hour on The Morning Show. And